What can you not get rid of? Or better yet, what can somebody else not get rid of? 317-239-1009. Let me call out my wife, Lindsay. I think she's working today at the Dyslexia Institute of Indianapolis. If not, oh, crap. She still got that stupid teddy bear from that guy that proposed to her, like,
still?
Back when she was... Yeah, like, I tried to have our dogs eat it, but she stopped them doing that. But let's get rid of that bear. Can we quit hoarding that?
Jackie tweeted us, at Joan Alex Show, I still have all of my diaries from middle and high school, also a script my friend and I wrote middle school, and my blankie, which I still sleep with.
Her oh my blankie. Gosh.
Stacey, I can't get rid of my daughter's baby clothes, like all of them, not having any more kids, but I still can't get rid of them.
I think you got to get rid of that stuff eventually. Brittany, you're on the Joan Alex Show. Do you got a box of something around your place?
Yeah, it's a box of poems that I wrote when I was like, from like when the time I was maybe in like the fourth grade to middle school. It was like love poems about boys. I was very, very emotional and high strung when I was a kid. And I have a 11-year-old daughter now. So
interesting.
Do you share those poems with her? Like, look at what mama wrote.
Not yet.
Like, are they dirty?
No, they're not dirty, but I just can't.
Was it like roses are red, violets are blue?
They were very deep poems.
Come make out with me or I'll kill poems. You.
Oh, wow.
No, they were like really, really lovey-dovey deep poems. And she's into boys now, and she's emotional like I was, and I'm kind of scared.
Oh, you should show her. Get your emotional sides on.
I think that's like your original poem that you wrote. That's cool. But do you think Alex should get rid of those like love letters she has? Because she's not even with that guy anymore. I'm not saying get rid of all your diaries. Of course, that's a part of you. But is there a need for her ex Eric? He's got a girlfriend now. Like, what?
We were 12.
Why is he gonna keep those?
I wouldn't say he's an ex. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's an ex for sure. There's something there.
I don't think she should get rid of them. I think that things from your past are important to, you know, little memories and things like that. It's not, I'm sure she's not fantasizing about this guy or anything. I think it's just things to look back on and, you know, laugh about, or like in my case, you know, show your kids.
All right. Brittany,
there you have it.
I kind of disagree. I mean, what do you think, producer MYK, the impartial voice of the show?
About what?
Do you think like Alex should get rid of those? I kind of think you should.
No, they're memories.
It's
maybe
cute.
Later if she got married and she had a jealous,
not
douchey
even then.
You wouldn't even get rid of them then?
Get rid of them?
No, they're cute.
Good
they're
morning.
They're silly and stupid.
Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
Angie.
Hey, Angie, what's going on? What do you think about this? Like, what do you want to say? Are you holding on to something?
Yeah, I can't get rid of my stalker.
Your stalker? Like a soccer ball?
Yeah. No, stalker. Like a person that stalks you.
What?
Wow, this is different, but I'm interested.
Yeah, she won't go away, no matter what I do.
How
I can't
long,
get rid of her.
How long has this been going on?
8 years.
What? Wow. How did it start? How did the stalking begin?
She is a boyfriend's ex.
Ew, I hate those.
So have you been with this boyfriend for 8 years?
Oh, yeah.
And police been involved? Anything? I mean, like, I'm surprised
now,
you can't shake her.
Now they are. Now
why?
They are.
What happened? What was the cherry on top?
Well, I have to be careful because it's in the middle of legal issues. But she has been contacting companies that I do business with and that I'm involved with and saying negative, bad things. She's crazy.
Spoopy.
Certifiably crazy.
Dang.
Yeah.
Hey, thank-
it's a different can't get rid of, but I can't get rid of it.
This is a real mystery.
I'm glad you called in this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day, guys.
You too. God, could you imagine that just hanging over your head all the time?
No, scary.
I mean, gosh, I'd hate to know somebody that like won't have an ex that won't get over you, just constantly hanging around, stalking you on social media.
Showing up at your job.
Oh, my gosh. That was
wearing your old shirt. Hey, guys.
Ew, that's
so weird.
Weird.
Talking to all your friends and stuff like that.
Scary.
That'd be terrible. Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hey, what's going on? What do you got?
I have a box of old notes and all love poems guys used to give me, and I still have it to this day. And my boyfriend will say, you know, you're going to throw that stuff away. And I'm like, no, it's high school memories. I want to, you know, keep it so I can remember how hot I was.
You're like, yeah, I had that fine booty back in the day.
Is your boyfriend's name Phil? Because he just commented on Instagram and said, my girlfriend still holds on to her old love letters, and I get it, but I still think it's weird.
Well, I said, maybe you just feel bad because you never got any love letters in high school.
Yeah, Joe.
I just told you, Natalie wrote me a love letter when I was like, well, I wasn't in high school. I was like 19.
One compared to my box full.
God forbid. Sorry, I didn't have a bunch of dudes writing me love letters. I feel so neglected right now.
Ooh, this is juicy. Amanda, this is another mystery. She just tweeted us. She said, at Joe and Alex Show, my high school sweetheart and I both still have everything we gave each other. We regret getting married to others now. Life is cruel, LOL. Does this chick's husband follow her on Twitter? Is he not going to see this tweet?
No kidding. How dumb are you that like you would publicly say that?
Amanda's cute.
I would be pissed if my wife said I regret marrying Joe.
Maybe it's a cry for help. She wants this guy back.
Amanda, I'm a Pisces too. Her about me on Twitter says I am a Pisces. You know what they say about Pisces people? We're very creative and we're very emotional creatures. We're the water sign. So
yeah,
I get it.
Like, see, everybody wants to drown you.
We're sentimental and emotional. But like, is her husband following her on Twitter though? And then what is going to happen? Is he going to come after us?
Don't come after me. Dude, I feel for you. I think your wife's like a terrible person for saying
what?
That.
I don't think she is. Maybe.
Oh my, if my wife Lindsay came out today and said, I wish I would have married John instead of getting with Joe.
I love Amanda. She speaks the truth, keeping it 100.